It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life, brought to you by the O-Cedar Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an O-Cedar Angler Broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. O-Cedar Angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
O-Cedar makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound.
O-Cedar makes your life easier.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, ban roll-on antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that ban roll-on antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of ban roll-on, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban roll-on antiperspirant, proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
I heard Bob drive in, dear.
Oh, what's he doing home at noon? Aunt Maggie, I'll do up those baking
dishes. No, I made the mess. I'll clean it up.
Well, what are you doing home at noon, honey?
Oh, with a holiday tomorrow, there wasn't much doing at the office, so I thought I'd come home and see if I could be of some help.
Ah, you sure can. I want to get the table all set today. So if you put the boards in...
Well, you know, the house smells good.
I just made some pies. Then I'll make the stuffing for the turkey.
Oh, no, Aunt Maggie. I'll do that.
Where are the boards for the table?
In the hall closets where they always are. I've got to iron this big tablecloth, too.
Well, now I've set my glasses down somewhere. I think that's the worst part of getting older. You can't see a thing without your glasses. I think I set them down in the living room.
I do not want Aunt Maggie making the stuffing for the turkey. She puts entirely too much sage in it. It just ruins the dressing.
Oh, well, you know Aunt Maggie. She'll insist on making it anyhow.
Well, I think I'll hide the sage. I'm going to put it way up here behind the sugar.
Well, the stuffing won't taste right without any sage in it at all.
Well, better none than the handful she just dumps in.
Oh, by the way, I thought Mother said she was bringing the pies.
Well, Aunt Maggie doesn't like your mother's apple pie. She thinks your mother puts too much nutmeg and cinnamon in.
Boy, it sure is true. You can't have two cooks in the kitchen.
That's for sure.
Well, I'll get the table set up.
Pop my glasses.
All good, dear.
On the mantelpiece. I certainly don't know how they got there. I've been in the kitchen, and I don't remember going into the living room at all.
You were in there dusting.
Oh, yes, that's right. Now, what was I going to do?
Why don't you just sit down and rest, Aunt Maggie? You've been bustling around since you got up this morning.
Oh, no. Oh, I know. I was going to fix the stuffing.
Aunt Maggie, I'll do it. Really. I mean, it's so much work.
No,
I'll do it.
I don't mind at all, dear. You iron your tablecloth.
I thought there were four boards for the table.
There are, in the hall closet, in the back. Just a minute, I'll help you look. I'm looking for the napkins that go with this tablecloth. Thought I had 12. In fact, I know I've got 12. I can only find 10.
I'll get it.
Oh,
I'm right here.
I can't find the sage.
Hello?
Oh, well, it must be there, Aunt Maggie.
Well, now look again.
Oh, hi, Mother. Well, what do you mean? Of course you
did. I've lost two of my good damask napkins. Oh, no, here's one. The other one must be here someplace.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh,
Peg, didn't you call Dorothy about Thanksgiving? Mother says you didn't call her.
Your mother's right. I didn't.
Well, I cannot find the sage.
Oh, don't worry about Aunt Meg. I mean, we don't like too much sage in the stuffing anyway.
Well, you certainly have to put sage in the stuffing.
What do you mean you didn't call Dorothy? You know how she is. She gets her feelings hurt at the drop of a hat anyhow.
I didn't invite your sister for Thanksgiving this year.
You didn't invite... Why not?
Nope. I just decided I was tired of it. Not once in all the years we've been married has Dorothy ever had the families for Thanksgiving. Not once.
Well, what am I supposed to tell my mother?
Well, you can tell her, if you want to, that I'm tired of Dorothy arriving with two dogs and four children, all of which she lets run wild all over the house, jumping on the beds, while Dorothy sits on her rear end and does nothing. Everyone else does dishes while she lies down with one of her migraines.
Oh, look, Peg.
One of her migraines, which disappears when the work is done. Now, that's what you can tell your mother. She brought her up.
Oh, come on. It's Thanksgiving.
I know. I'm going to give thanks that Dorothy's not here.
Oh, please. Why do you want to start something now?
Honey, you're the one who is always furious when they leave. You seem to have forgotten how her kids put chocolate marshmallow in four of your good briarwood pipes. Well, you wanted to kill them. And all Dorothy said was, well, children will be children, and she laughed about it. She laughed about it.
Okay, okay, but she's my sister, and it is Thanksgiving.
Where's the turkey? I can't find it anywhere.
Where'd you put the turkey?
What turkey?
What turkey? Didn't you bring it home last night?
Bring it home?
You said to me, don't get a turkey for Thanksgiving. You said good old Bill, somebody or other, was giving you one.
Yeah, Bill Patterson. Didn't he send it?
No, he didn't.
Oh, good heavens. You mean we don't have a turkey?
Well, I thought naturally you brought it home when you came home last night and couldn't get it in the refrigerator and left it on the back porch to stay cold.
No, I would have mentioned it. Bill said he'd send it. Oh. I bumped into him just last week and he said, don't forget, I'm sending you a turkey. He said positively.
Why are you dependent on Bill Anderson of all people?
Bill Patterson.
Well, they look just alike.
Oh, Bill Anderson doesn't look anything like Bill Patterson.
Wouldn't it be better instead of arguing if we figured out what to do with everybody coming to dinner tomorrow? Oh. Isn't that a truck stopping out there now? Maybe that's the turkey.
That's just a pickup truck of some
kind. Okay, but it says Patterson's Turkey Farm on it.
Oh,
so there you are. My friends are reliable.
Well,
Bill said he'd give me a turkey, and he did. You're so quick to jump to conclusions.
All right. I'm sorry. But with people coming for dinner tomorrow, and the stores are probably all sold out by this time, naturally, I worried about whether or not we were going to... What was that?
Oh, my heavens! You two better come here!
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Bah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm gonna get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
All right, I didn't know Bill would send a live turkey.
He said he raises turkeys. You must have had some idea.
No, I didn't. I suppose he just sells them to the poultry market and they take care of the killing and the cleaning. Well, I don't know. I don't know why Aunt Maggie let that delivery man get away.
I didn't let the delivery man do anything. When I opened the back door, he just set the crate down on the porch and said, Happy Thanksgiving with a Patterson turkey or something like that.
If this is your pal, Bill Patterson's idea of a joke, I don't think it's very funny. I'll tell you that. Really, don't.
I don't think it's a joke. I think he meant to be nice.
Sending somebody a live turkey is nice the day before Thanksgiving. What are we going to do with it?
Well, we'll have to kill it and clean it. Never mind. I'll pull out all the pin feathers. Good thing I came home early.
Kill him?
Yeah.
Well, when I was little, Father always brought home a live turkey. It's a lot more work, of course, but...
Well, you're not going to kill him. I mean, how would you do it?
With an axe? You just chop off his head.
Aunt Maggie, don't even talk like that.
Oh, for Pete's sake. How do you suppose millions of turkeys all over the
country... I don't even want to think about it. Do you mind? And neither does he. Must be some more humane way than that. Can't you chloroform him or something?
Whoever heard of chloroforming a turkey?
Well, just don't talk anymore about chopping his head off. I mean, it just seems too mean.
Anyhow, where would I get chloroform?
I don't know.
All right. I'll go get my hunting rifle and shoot him.
Shoot him? When he's in the crate?
Well, if I open the crate, he'll get loose, and since I've never hit anything yet...
Well, it certainly doesn't seem very sporting to shoot him when he's in a crate. He wouldn't have a chance.
He isn't supposed to have a chance. We're having him for dinner.
Besides, isn't it against the law to shoot off a gun in town? Yes, it is. You can shoot people. I don't think you can shoot ducks and geese. Birds. And a turkey is a bird. You can't do that.
It's always been my impression that it was against the law to shoot people.
Well, I meant intruders. While defending your home. Oh, forget the whole thing about killing him. I mean, seeing him live like this, I couldn't eat this poor thing anyway.
Well, what do you propose we do with him?
Take him back to the Patterson Turkey Farm. And then drive around to the stores and see if you can buy a turkey that is already... Oh, you know, I'm not going to eat a thing tomorrow. I really am not. Aunt Maggie, where'd she go?
I don't know. In the other room, I guess.
You shouldn't have snapped at her that way. It wasn't her fault the delivery man was in a hurry. It really wasn't.
No, I know. Aunt Maggie!
Did somebody leave the phone off the hook in here?
Oh, your mother!
Your mother,
you left her hanging on the phone.
Yes, I did, Aunt Maggie. I'm coming.
Oh,
boy.
Well, I don't think there's anybody on the phone now.
Oh,
hello? Hello? No, all I can hear is a funny clicking sound.
Oh, yeah. Will she be mad? Well, I'll call her back. Wait a minute. What am I going to tell her?
Tell her about the turkey. It is kind of funny. Maybe she'll forget about being mad.
Oh, poor thing. Maybe we could keep him as a pet.
What am I going to tell Mother?
I said tell her about the turkey.
No, Aunt Maggie. Peg, what about Dorothy?
What about her?
Please. Can I tell Mother you'll call Dorothy and invite them?
I thought you decided not to invite Dorothy.
I did.
Then stick to it.
Aunt Maggie?
No, I agree with her. Your sister never lifts a finger to help. And those children of hers are perfectly dreadful. Naturally, since they get no discipline whatsoever.
Now, look,
they need their little bottoms warmed. All this permissiveness that Dorothy talks about so her children grow up free.
My mother will be very upset if my sister is not invited.
Well, your wife is going to be very upset if she is invited. I think it's time you decided between your wife and your mother.
Oh, listen, please. I don't want Bob put on the spot like this. All right, I'll call Dorothy and invite her.
One of your troubles is you never stick to anything.
Aunt Maggie, we never have a family reunion. There isn't some squabble about something.
And usually it's about Dorothy.
Go ahead. Call your mother, and then I'll call your sister and invite her.
No. The truth is, I guess, I don't really want them either. They've spoiled every Thanksgiving with those kids of hers. This year we'll have a nice, quiet, peaceful Thanksgiving.
What are you going to tell your mother?
Just that. But I'll call her later. Right now, I better get the turkey back to the farm and drive around and see if I can buy one.
Yes,
if you're going to a store, buy some sage for my stuffing.
Oh, don't bother, dear. I'll see if I can find some sage, Aunt Maggie. I'm sure I have some. Oh, Thanksgiving. You know, sometimes I wonder if the Pilgrims had any idea what they started.
Little Things in Life, created by Peg Lynch, has been brought to you by Dan Rolon, America's leading Rolon antiperspirant. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.